That's why I love the nonprofit world. It's mission driven. You got to help people. If you're not helping people, what are you doing?
That's a great mission.
I'm Ann Donnelly. Join me for an intimate look at the minds of the innovators and leaders shaping our region. We aren't just talking business, we're talking legacy. From the North Country Media Network, upstate New York's voices of authority, this is Building Success Stories, and it's time to start building yours. I'm here at the Park Theater today with John Snyder, the new executive director of the Park Theater Foundation. Very nice to meet you.
Well, thank you. Nice to meet you too, Anne.
So when did you start? It's new, right?
Yes, everything here is new for me. I moved to the area at the beginning of March and started, I think it was March 2nd.
So you're not from the area?
Nope, I came from Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Oh, so you relocated for this position.
Yep. Couldn't pass up on the chance. It popped up on me and it seemed like a wonderful place.
Great. They're lucky to have you. What do you think of Glens Falls so far?
So far, it's fantastic. It's still snowing in May where I'm from, so I'm very happy. It is, yes.
So we're just getting finally out of it. Don't jinx us.
Trying not to. I didn't want to bring any of it with me.
Definitely. So what were you doing in Michigan?
I was doing a lot of the same kind of work. I was working for a nonprofit theater there, quite a bit bigger. It sat about 600 people in a village that has 700 residents. So
the whole village could come in.
Yes, everyone would need to be there. It was a great place, very historic, and a lot of fun. I worked there two different times, once pre-COVID and then again after, and I was doing that right up until I moved.
That's exciting. So has your background always been in nonprofits?
For the last 6 or 7 years, a lot of nonprofit work. Before that, entertainment for about 2 decades, I was playing in bands. So I've been around the stage for a long time.
Right, so you've got the good balance of the performing arts and the nonprofit background.
I do. Yep. I like to think so, at least.
So tell us, you're new to it, but tell us about the Park Theater Foundation.
So the Park Theater Foundation operates everything that happens on the stage here at the park, except for the occasional rental. And there's been some of those since I've been here. Those are always fun, too. But right now, we promote the arts here in Glens Falls, and we offer for everyone we can a place to play and a place to watch great shows.
And what do you have coming up? Because you got the summers. That's usually a busy time.
It is. We have our summer series locked in right now. That's in Crandall Park. And those are free concerts with regional and local bands. And that's just going to be a lot of fun. I hear a lot of folks in town tell me when I talk about the Park Theater how much they love those concerts. And it looks like fun. You can't beat music in the park in the summertime. And then we have a lot of fun things coming to the stage. Some different things. We're going to try to use the space in the basement that a lot of folks here in Glens Falls might remember, Doc's Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yep. The space is still there, and we're going to use that for comedy. So we're going to try some comedy underground. Yeah. It'll be a little different, a little change of pace, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It'll be in a different format, more of a showcase for comedians. Mm-hmm. So something different. We're going to try to work on the speakeasy vibe a little bit down there. Should be a lot of fun.
Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have one bigger event that's going to be new to everyone here involved, kind of. We're doing something off-site. We're having Bands and Brews.
I saw a post about that on Instagram.
Great. We're really excited about that. That's going to be at the Dancing Grain Farm Brewery. Mm-hmm. And we're paired up with Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Southern Adirondacks.
One of my favorite charities.
Fantastic. Yeah, we're really happy to be able to help out. And that's really important for me in nonprofit work, is just we all raise each other up. We all have to work as a team in nonprofit world. And it's good to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think collaboration is very important around here, too.
It is. It seems like a very collaborative community, and I'm really happy to be a part of it so far. The arts community is so big for such a condensed area, and there's just so much art between music and all the other kinds of art there could be. You've got the symphony right here in town. You've got the Hyde really Collection. Good. It's a beautiful place, and it's really nice to see all this art kind of congested right here in Glens Falls.
Did you know that Glens Falls is the smallest city to have a fully professional symphony?
That's something, isn't it? It feels like a big place to me coming from where I'm from. Yep. And yeah, it's wonderful to see that. I have met the director of the symphony, just wonderful folks all the way around, stopped in the office there. And yeah,
That's good. So that's how you're getting settled in. You're going around meeting all the people that you need to meet.
Absolutely. I'm trying to. It was a busy first month, that's for sure. I hit the streets. I was in a lot of local businesses trying to find out what everybody knew about the park already and what I was working with downtown and in the greater Glens Falls, Queensbury area. Just trying to find out what it's all about right now.
Yeah. So how much staff are here at the theater and the foundation?
At the foundation itself, we're at 2.5 now.
2.5 people. So are you doing like most of the stuff yourself, then the development as well as the programming?
I'm actually, so far, I haven't touched much of the programming. Okay. Chris Ristow, who's been here for years now,
what's his role here now?
He's the program director, so he's handling most of the bookings right now and everything on that end. He's doing a wonderful job, and he always has, and curating just fantastic shows here. That's something I've definitely noticed since I've been here, and even before when I was watching the place before I showed up, was that the level of talent that's on this stage is absolutely incredible. And I love to be a part of that.
That's awesome. So when is the event at Dancing Grain? It's in the summer?
Yes, July 25th.
Okay, July 25th. So put that in your calendar.
Absolutely. It's going to be a really fun time. Bring out the family. It starts at 4 o'clock, so it's not going to run too late, 4 to 9 o'clock. Maybe a little later. We're hoping it runs a little later, so everybody's having a good time. We'll see how that goes. A beautiful place. If you've never been to Dancing Grain, it's out on the farm. The views are just priceless. Yeah. I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I love it out there. We did a site visit a couple weeks ago, and I got to see it for the first time, and it was just beautiful. And all the work they're putting into it right now is, I think it's going to pay off big time for them, and we're going to have an amazing event there. Yeah. I just can't wait.
That's great to see all that collaboration.
Yeah, it's great to work with other people who want to make things happen. It's definitely not going to get stale around here anytime soon with all the movers we've got. It's really great to see people move on things, and they move quick and they make good things happen.
Yeah. So when's the comedy going to start?
Yeah, I think our first night with the Comedy Underground is going to be June 3rd, I believe. And at first it's going to be kind of an every other week format. And then we're going to run alongside Take a Bite. That always happens here in downtown.
So Wednesdays.
Wednesday nights. That full calendar is going out soon. That's unreleased at this point. So we're still working out some of the details, but the calendar's set up. So I think we have 10 dates planned with that.
That's a great idea to do it on the Wednesdays when people are coming down into town already.
Absolutely. Everybody is going to be looking for something to do after Take a Bite. I think that shuts down pretty early. So as soon as they're done, head on over here to the park and meet us downstairs at Doc's.
Because one of the hardest thing about events is knowing when to have them. Because
Absolutely.
There's so much going on, or there's some other reason why, you shouldn't have had it on that day because everyone's doing this on that day.
Absolutely. There's only so many nice nights in the summer, too, to get outside. Yeah. That's always a hard one to compete with. I know that's something where I'm from that was really hard to compete with because everyone plans their events almost a year early. Because they're thinking the summer is only so long, we have to pack in everything we can. I talked to someone yesterday who said, well, back home, John, winter's only 5 months away. It's not even summer yet, guys.
I know. It's the longing for it to finally end. This year seemed particularly difficult to go.
Yep. Winter didn't want to give up, but we've had some beautiful days already, so it's very encouraging. Yeah.
And today it was a turn. So what nights are the concerts in Crandall Park? Is that a Friday?
Crandall Parks, I believe, are all Friday nights.
It's okay. So that'll be starting in June also or sooner?
Not sooner. Nope. Should be sometime in June. Yep. I have about 4 or 5 different schedules that all run at the same time in my head right now. So I'm still working on all the layouts for those schedules for sure.
So I know that the foundation and the theater have a lot of good volunteers.
Absolutely.
Right? Because you've got 2.5 people, so you need help. So what kind of volunteer opportunities are there for people?
Right now, on every show night, there's at least one volunteer. We haven't had too many people. Usually it's you'll see someone at the front desk or the box office when you walk in. That's a volunteer. They're checking you in at the door or selling you a ticket on show night. Other than that, day to day, it's just the staff that's here. But yeah, every show night, and we have a roster of dozens of people actually now that sign up for those dates well ahead of time. So they see what shows are coming up and they want to be a part of it. And it's really fantastic to see organizations like this, yeah, 2.5 staff or less in some cases. Until I got here, it was 1.5. So we've effectively doubled that. And here I am. And yeah. I've noticed wonderful volunteers since I've been here. Sometimes we'll go 2 or 3 weeks without having the same person up front, and I haven't even met everyone yet. So it's very exciting to see people get so excited about what we're doing here, and they want to be a part of it. And we really appreciate that. We have a great roster of folks helping out right now.
Yeah. And it's such a beautiful venue. It's nice to see it used.
Absolutely.
And bringing people in here to appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I think we're still getting the word out after 6 or 7 years now. Folks still, when I talk to them in town, they say, well, what do you do over there? I say, well, we're a block away from it. We do a lot of fun things, concerts, comedy, a little bit of everything's mixed in. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that's consistent is the talent on stage is just, it's unbeatable. I've so noticed that.
From local talent, but they also bring in people from other places.
Yes, a little bit of everything. We just had touring artist Chris Pierce was here. He's kind of a bluesy Americana songwriter. He lives in California, but he was coming over here to do a run on the East Coast. So we pulled him in. That was a fantastic show. Just hard to beat. I had seen him before. It was a coincidence that he was booked here to play already. And that was really cool. But then this past weekend, we had Reese Fulmer and the Carriage House Band. They're from right up the road, Saratoga, and members of that band I'd seen in other bands here already. So it's really great to see a lot of the same people collaborating and playing each other's music. And it's a really, really, really friendly crowd. Those musicians, everyone that's come in from the Albany all the way up to here, everybody I've met so far, very encouraging of all of each other's music and what we're doing here at the park. And we give them a great room. I've been in a lot of concert venues, and this is a really nice listening room. The crowds are very attentive. There's no conversations on the side going on. It's
They're
wild.
Intent into the performance.
They are. They're really locked in. As soon as it starts, it is, you could hear a pin drop between songs. It's pretty wild to hear that. Very, very respectful crowds. At the same time, I would love to see people get up and dance.
Okay, so you need something, not that it's not danceable, but are people just intimidated to do it?
I haven't figured it out yet. I'm working on it, Glens Falls. What is it? Do we need to have some dance? There's been some very danceable bands, so sometimes I find myself being the one in the room moving the most.
You need somebody to get things started. And
you do.
I know a few people that can do that job.
I need them. Please drop off their resumes with me. Right. I'm sure they're qualified.
Do. Mix. You had a jazz series here. I don't know if they do that annually.
That's still going on. Yeah. Actually, we have the jazz coming up again. Third Thursday jazz. That happens every month. And then the comedy was consistent. We're revisiting that this year after we do the comedy underground. That's going to be a different change pace for us. Yeah. But we're going to see next year what it looks like. I can imagine some new faces and some of the same stuff. It's all been fantastic since I've showed up. I think every band has got a standing ovation at the end of the show, and the crowds just really appreciate it, and the talent's there, so it all makes sense.
Yeah. We've got a great community here, so they are very good at supporting everything. Even though there's so much going on here, people do seem to come out and support and enthusiastically support.
Yes.
It's just a good community. I'm not originally from here. I've been here for about 8 years, so I've been finding it to be good, especially Glens Falls is really developed a lot over the past few years.
That's what I keep hearing, and I'm
South Street's almost done.
That's it. I'm not mad that I showed up now. I've been around development enough that I'm happy to have arrived when some of it was already done, and then I get to do some community building from there. That's what I really love. Really building a community around what we do here at the Park Theater Foundation is exciting for me, and it's something I'm really looking forward to doing more of.
So how can businesses help you out?
Businesses, the best way anyone can help us out is to become a sponsor or a member. Individuals can purchase memberships. That helps our year-round efforts. Businesses can sponsor a different run of events. We have our different series, the summer series, that's one, and then our regular season, and then we split them up. Some people just sponsor comedy. Some people just sponsor the Rewind series they used to have with the different tribute bands. So there's a lot of options. they can definitely reach out, or we've reached out to most businesses, it feels like, already. Yeah. That's always part of it. When it comes to fundraising, we're out there. A lot of the downtown businesses probably ran into me at least once walking into their front door.
Going around, talking to people.
Yep, a little door-to-door sales.
Go out there in person.
I think it's important this day and age.
Because, I'm a big email person.
Oh.
It's not as successful as walking in the front door, though.
It's hard to ignore somebody when they show up and they don't have an appointment. And that's kind of the way I like to do things. I get wrapped up in everything between emails and social media and all the different things that are taking up our attention. When somebody just walks in the front door and says, "Hey, I heard you're John and I want to talk to you for a while." I love that because that's what I need to break me out of all the other digital space that we live in these days.
And really get to know people and hear what they've got to say about what they know about the park already and the community.
Yeah, it seems to be working. It seems to be gaining attention, if nothing else. It's good to see some new faces, but to see consistency, the same people walk in and love the shows and they know what it's going to be and then bring friends. And it's great. It's great to see the community evolve around it. And that's what we need more of here. People love to support the arts, and sometimes they don't always connect a venue like this with the arts as much. Understand that, it's curation. It's all the things around bringing in artists that we're really doing here. It's not just an empty room during the week. There's a lot of life going on in it. Yeah. Some of that's paperwork, some of that's emails, and it's not as exciting, but that's what it takes to bring in those kind of artists.
Yeah. You need all that back office support to keep things going.
Absolutely.
Not the money, especially when there's been cuts to the arts.
Absolutely. That's been a tough one.
They really need the community support in all the different ways.
Absolutely. The theater I left back in Calumet, Michigan, had been there since 1900, so celebrating its 126th year, and that's been community supported for a very long time, and that's how that theater continues to bring arts to that community. And there, it's a different way that it has to do that. It's a pretty remote place at the end of the road, so it's never routed for touring artists. There's no one going through because you can't go through. You get there and then you have to turn back around and leave.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's the end of the road.
To the road.
It really is.
That's one way to get people.
It doesn't hurt. It offers a different experience. If you love nature, there's plenty of that. The Great Lakes. Calumet. Yep.
Michigan.
Beautiful place.
I've never been to Michigan.
Well, there's a lot of Michigan.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time I tell people I'm from Michigan and they say, "Oh, I have a cousin in Detroit." Well, that's 10 to 12 hours away from where I'm from. Yeah. It's a same state, different world.
And so is the audience, the pull for support as well as for audience, mainly Glens Falls, Warren County area, or are you looking to promote further afield?
As far out as I can get. When I approach this job, in my head was, we're going to have to reach the outlying communities because there's a lot of folks that live around here. And I thought, wow, we're really going to need to do some outreach. But then the more I was in downtown Glens Falls and just in this surrounding four blocks, more or less, I realized that some of the folks right here in Glens Falls proper weren't familiar with the park. People who had lived here their whole lives were not familiar with what we're doing over here. I hear a lot that this section, just this little park street here, wasn't someplace folks spent a lot of time before. It has all newly been renovated and the life has been reinjected into
it. The Millers have done a lot too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I used to have an office that was across from Park and Elm too. So that's how I knew the area a little bit and saw it kind of coming up in the past couple of years even.
Yeah. Yeah. When folks tell me that, I can't believe it because it's so nice here now that I find it hard to believe that it was a place where people didn't go before or they were getting their vacuum repaired. So I hear that a lot.
That's funny. The back way to the hospital.
Yep.
But I thought it was funny when they put a four-way stop on the corner because you don't get a lot of people coming the fourth way. It's, you know, but I get it because of you've got ambulances coming through here.
Yeah.
When the Thunder are playing.
Well, it's a whole different town. Yep. I consistently say we should have put this fella on the sign with the beautiful guitar. We should have gave him a hockey stick and it would get a lot more attention.
Isn't that funny?
It's fun. I've been to the hockey games. Yeah. They do a wonderful job over there, and I see that's a big part of the community. And to me, that's pretty cool. I come from a big hockey area, the home of professional hockey up in the Upper Peninsula. So
be a Red Wing satellite team.
Yep. Yep, I've heard that a few times, and that's pretty cool to hear. I never would have thunk it, but yeah.
In the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks take a lot of pride in that, and you should. It's a great team. Yeah.
Even when they're not doing great, you know, it's like, because it's something to get behind, and people love their sports.
They absolutely do.
It's a good reason to bring people together, and they have a lot of fun things going on when you're in there.
They do. It's a lot of fun. It's a real entertainment experience all in all.
Right.
I would love to see that.
To what you'll see on the stage here.
Very different, but I would love for people to bring that same energy into this room, because to me, entertainment is supposed to be a lot of fun. And everyone here is very well behaved and polite, and I love that. But if you want to dance and cause a scene, I'm okay with that.
Right. Yep. Emoting of the energy.
Absolutely.
I actually came here. I think the first time I ever came in here was for a trivia game.
Really?
My team won.
Oh, that sounds like fun. We've talked about some different things like that, bringing back the trivia and some. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got some different ideas. We're gonna float around. There's a lot to do right here in downtown. We've got the space. We just need to fill it up with people who want to have fun.
Fill it up.
That's always the trick.
Absolutely. So what else are you sort of working on while you're starting up here?
One of my main focuses so far has been just the community building aspect of letting everyone know that we're a nonprofit. That's an important step, I think. Mm-hmm. If people don't know yet, we are, and that's how we operate, and working together with other nonprofits. So we just launched something brand new. I think that was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, where we're every month. We're going to have a different nonprofit partner. We put a form submission on our website. You can go and nominate a nonprofit, or if you're part of it, you can do that too. And we picked our first nonprofit of the month for the month of May. That's the Moreau Community Center.
All right.
A wonderful place. They're doing great
work. You're really doing good in Moreau right now.
Yep. Yep. We are expanding that. Mm-hmm. As much as we want folks right here in Glens Falls proper to know about us.
Cheryl's a loyal volunteer.
She is. Odds are, if you've been to a show, Cheryl has sold you a ticket, checked you in, or sold you a drink at Jazz Night. Mm-hmm. And she's a diehard over here. She loves the shows, and she brings great energy here. It's fun. She knows more about the place than I do at this point, so I always let everybody know when the boss is here. It's time to start working. And that's Cheryl walking in the door. She does such
Cheryl.
A great job.
Lawyer who is the president of the South Glens Falls Moreau Chamber of Commerce. So that's how I know her.
She's all over the place then. Yep. She's over there at the community center, and we put together a promotional code for the community center that was Moreau CC. And if you use that on our website, buy tickets, we're going to donate 10% of those ticket sales to the community center.
That's great.
And you get a 10% discount. So everybody wins when somebody uses something like that. It might not be a huge thing, but it's something, and we want to partner with people so that we can do that, help get their word out more.
That's great. Yeah. Because instead of competing with other nonprofits, you're working together, and it's going to help both organizations at the same time.
Absolutely. It helps everybody when we can do that. And we're not competing with these other nonprofits for anything. We're in the entertainment industry. Everybody should just be helping everybody. I think if we can project their message out into the world a little bit more, it helps them, and it helps other people to know that we're even here. And helping people is a big part of what I like to do. That's why I love the nonprofit world. It's mission driven. You got to help people. If you're not helping people, what are you doing?
That's a great mission. Are you still taking nominations for nonprofit?
Absolutely. Yep.
And on your website?
Yep.
And what is the website? Is it on here?
ParkTheaterGF.com.
Okay.
You can find that there or on our Facebook, social media, anywhere on there. That form is still out there, and we're just going to take submissions as often as possible. So it's ongoing. Every month, we're just going to look at the list right now and decide who to pick. Some of it is kind of time-based. Some of the missions make more sense in different months. That's one of the questions we ask. Is there a better month that you could use some help projecting your message, or use extra funds if you could use them for specifically something that's around the holidays or something in the summer? Or is there a special month that goes along with what you do?
So, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun just helping people. We're all one big community here.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you mentioned that this place is available for rentals.
Yep.
So are you involved with that, or does that go through like Park Hospitality?
That depends on the space. We do share the space with Park Street Hospitality. They handle the catering end of everything. So they have an event coordinator, Gibby. She's wonderful. She will definitely take care of you very well if you're going to come in here. If you're going to have food at your event or anything like that, that gets pushed over to them more or less.
Right. And they have amazing food.
They really do. I've been around a few of those different events and they're fantastic. And they can use the different spaces too. So they have the patio out on the side of the building. That's just awesome. And then they have docks downstairs so they can use that whole space too. And then of course the theater and everything we have right here. So if the event doesn't include food or anything like that, and you just want to have a show of some sort. We just had a one-woman show that was for a fundraiser.
Yeah.
We had another one that was a medium here on stage. Oh. Pretty cool stuff.
So those were private events, or not private, but not organized by you. It was just people using the space.
Correct.
So that's another opportunity people have.
It is, absolutely.
The Park Theater for their own.
It's a great rental space, mm-hmm. and I think it's really reasonable for what we do. And we have all the different services that you do in a theater. So we have all this, the sound reinforcement and the lights, and we can work with artists to make things happen if your event has that. If it doesn't, we have a wonderful space for just a ballroom. We can empty out everything in this room and have cocktail seating or any kind of seating you can imagine, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Right in downtown Glens Falls.
That's right.
In the, I forgot what they called this area. I forgot. Because Mark Levesque, that owns the building across from Park and Elm,
yep.
was telling me about the area and how it's been redeveloped. And I forgot what it used to be called.
You got me.
The Park District or something like that. Even though there isn't a park. I guess maybe there was a park here at some point.
There must have been. Right where the parking lot is.
Where the multi-story parking lot is. And people forget about that. I don't know. It's because I lived in cities. Multi-story parking lots don't put me off so much, but a lot of people just like, oh, I don't want to park in there, but it's handy and it's usually available.
Yeah. On nights that there's not a hockey game. So a non-event night, I think it's 2 or 3 free hours right now. The city lets you do that. And then on event nights, I think it's $10 to park there right now, but that's not our events. So if there's something going on at the park and there's nothing at the hockey game, you can park in the parking deck and not have to pay for it if you plan it out right. Or I think it's very reasonable if you want to come here. Doors are usually open an hour early and we have bar service here for the shows. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to spend 3 or 4 hours here, it might only cost you a couple bucks to park in the parking deck, but it's a very short walk.
Yeah, that's very convenient.
We're a nonprofit. Don't forget it. I love being here. I can't wait to work with more and more people. I've tried to meet as many as I can. If you haven't met me yet, stop by. The box office is open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to 3. And you'll run into Chris down there in the lobby. I'm always sitting upstairs planning our next big event.
That sounds amazing. Welcome to Glens.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Room.
I can't wait to see someone dance in this room. I've been waiting patiently.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
These conversations often begin as feature articles for the Saratoga and Glens Falls Business Journals. We've partnered with them to turn those printed insights into broadcast quality authority assets, allowing you to hear the person behind the business in their own words. Thank you for joining me and listening to the Building Success Stories podcast. Subscribe to the show so you never miss a lesson from our region's most influential voices. And if you found value, the best way to support the local business community is to share this podcast with one other leader who needs that spark today. For more information on the North Country Media Network, visit northcountry.media.